Hello everybody. Just wanted to touch base and give a wee update where we're up to with regard to this process. We're at a point again where the challenge for government is to genuinely listen to homeowners, which unfortunately they have failed to do so many times in the past. They have recently received multiple submissions with regard to the draft regulations, and many thanks to the homeowners who also fed into that process. In addition, there has been the publication of the gold standard peer-reviewed science research, which evidences the primary cause behind the degradation of the concrete in our homes is in fact due to internal sulfate attack because of the oxidisation of iron sulfide such as pyrrhotite in our aggregate, as opposed to a mica freeze thaw issue. And this is just so fundamental to how the scheme should proceed, and the only responsible way forward for government is to engage with the science, with the scientists, to understand the implications of the research and to act with urgency on the back of that knowledge. To say that they can't move forward until the review of IS 465 is completed at the end of this year at the earliest is quite honestly another delay tactic. It is another smokescreen, an excuse not to take on board what is really important information. And it does not help homeowners who need to move forward with confidence in the immediate future. And it is just a repeat of the decade-long cycle of delay, of resistance, and of dismissal. So the only responsible way forward for government right now is to listen to the affected homeowners, to listen to the world-class scientists, and really understand the reality, scale, and complexity of this issue. Now, a couple of weeks ago, myself and many members of the MAG committee and other MAG volunteers, we spent 3 days at the Letterkenny Home Build Show, and we spoke to hundreds of homeowners, and we listened and we took on board their circumstances. And they described every situation imaginable to us. And we did our best to give people the most up-to-date information that we have right now. But what we find is that we're coming up against a scheme that is based on an inflexible, one-size-fits-all model. And it doesn't take into account sufficiently the reality of the situations that people are dealing with on the ground. And one of the toughest parts of being involved in the campaign, quite honestly, is that we are confronted time and time again by homeowners who feel trapped by their personal circumstances and they're not able to move forward. And the utter frustration is that this isn't rocket science. It is purely a question of political will, introducing flexibility and good project management. And none of these issues are actually insurmountable, but they do need the conviction of the powers that be, whether that be locally or nationally, to take responsibility and adopt a solution-based approach, as opposed to turning their back on people who find themselves in this dire situation through no fault of their own. So government have a decision to make here. They can continue to repeat the mistakes of this decade-long cycle of dismissal, of resistance, of delay. They can go down a box-ticking route where they report that they have engaged with stakeholders, but in fact they ignore what is told to them and the plight of those who are affected. Or they can break this cycle. And they can match their multiple expressions of concern by really listening and acting to ensure that those affected by this scourge can really put this awful chapter in their lives behind them and close the book permanently and completely. And just to finish, here's an interesting stat from our homeowner survey that we undertook recently. 84% of those surveyed say that they will vote at the next election based on how well or poorly government has put in place solid measures to commit to a true 100% redress. And there's a further 8% who are also considering voting in that way. So in total, that's 92%. So at the moment, it feels like our future is in their hands. But both local and general elections are not far away. And that's when their future will be in our hands, and they will be judged at that point on their actions now. Thank you.